Day 8, anger. Hi. Talking about emotions, one of the main problems people have with their ABCDs is being able to name their emotions. Clearly identifying what they are feeling. In reality, there are two types of emotions, positive emotions and negative emotions. Positive emotions are love, joy, serenity, and motivation. They are pleasant, and your goal is to have them as often as possible. There are five negative emotions: anger, guilt, anxiety, depression, and sadness. They are all unpleasant, and your goal is to avoid them as much as possible. Or to reduce their intensity in order to feel better and have a better control over your behaviour. Today, let's look at anger. It is rather easy to identify. It comes out of a feeling of frustration, deprivation of something, disappointment, aggression, hate, and even hostility, or maybe disputes or fighting. Remember that an emotion has an intensity that can be evaluated. 0 meaning I feel no emotion, and 10 meaning I am very, very angry. Anger can be recognized when you say to yourself, I am disappointed, which could be an emotion between 1 and 4, or I am outraged, which could be an emotion between 8 and 10. Emotions are prompted by our thoughts. When you are angry, you may hear yourself saying things like, he doesn't have the right. That should not have been done. He should not have. He should respect me. It's unacceptable. It's unfair. All these thoughts are unrealistic. They do not reflect reality. That surprises you? They are unrealistic because they are demands made upon others. They are, in fact, idealistic thoughts. And unfortunately, ideals cannot be attained in this world. You can demand that everyone be nice, kind, respectful, but there are thieves, rapists, murderers. Accepting that they exist does not mean you agree with what they do. You can denounce them and fight them if you wish, but they do exist. By accepting the existence of these people with bad behavior, you will see that your anger will diminish considerably and that your life will be less miserable. It's easier to experience a minor emotion than a major one. Here's a tip. When you intend to demand something of others, and even if you are totally convinced that you are right, put a stop to it. If you can, even say out loud, stop, and tell yourself that it would be better if this person saw that you were right, but he or she has a right not to see it that way. That's their business. In conclusion, anger is an emotion. And we know that an emotion cannot be discussed or judged. It is an automatic feeling. It is useless to say or to tell yourself, I should not have become angry. Secondly, anger is an emotion that creates an awful lot of energy. Unfortunately, this energy is very often misdirected and often creates a lot of problems in interpersonal relationships. Makes you make poor decisions, and ultimately can make you literally sick, even leading to cancer. If you are not happy with this emotion, do an ABCD and repeat your new realistic thought at least 400 times. I would prefer that people recognize that I am right, but it belongs to them. Have fun. Bye for now.